Glad to have Rick Windham right alongside us as we go the KODY phone lines now. Pleased to have District 42 Nebraska State Senator Mike Jacobson joining us for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator Jacobson, and how are you this wonderful morning?
Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great to hear from you.
Now, Senator Jacobson, it was a very busy week for you a week ago. Want to go back to a positive event that I'm sure you had a lot of fun with last Monday. You were in attendance at the North Platte Catholic Schools Athletic Banquet and had a very special designation for them, I believe.
That was a lot of fun. We one of the things I was able to do in the legislature, that short session, was when St. Pat's won the state basketball tournament, they hadn't won it in 94 years. So you can do what's called a legislative resolution. So my staff went to the bill drafters, had them draft a legislative resolution recognizing North Platte St. Pat's not only for winning the state basketball tournament in the first time since for over the not last way. Actually, it was 1928 was the last time they won, 94 years ago. And they also got the sportsmanship award. And so that was put into a bill. I went and had each of the state senators sign the bill as co-sponsors, and were able to, and so it's in the public record or the permanent record of the legislature. So I was able to get two copies, and one copy we put in a frame and presented it to the coaches at their athletic banquet last week. So it was a lot of fun. I think kids enjoyed it. This is something a lot of senators do. You can, when there's special occasions like that, you can do these legislative resolutions, and I think it's a nice touch recognizing really a tremendous season for those kids.
And what a great job they did at representing our District 2 down at the state capitol. Senator Jacobson is not only coming back with the big state tournament trophy, but with one of the most important trophies and underappreciated, underrated trophies as well, with that sportsmanship award, as you mentioned.
Well, it was pretty interesting. You know, they were dressed up in a lot of attire that was really fitting for the team mascots, and I just thought they did an outstanding job of from beginning to end. This was a pretty special group of athletes this year. That senior group was pretty outstanding, and they were recognized in World Herald and the Lincoln Journal Star, and just a lot of recognition among those athletes. I know. I think Jack Hess even ended up being the Class D1 honorary captain. So they just had a lot of great athletes this year, and they played well together as a team. Great coaching, and it all came together, and they won it all.
Now, Senator Jacobson, not only did you have that fun activity last Monday, Wednesday you were pleased to welcome Governor Pete Ricketts, and the two of you kind of co-hosted a legislative wrap-up at Nebraska Land Bank here in North Platte.
Yes, that was a lot of fun. It's always nice when the governor wants to come to town, and his staff had called ahead and wanted to know where we could meet, and we gave him some locations, and they decided they'd really like to come to the bank and meet on the third floor there. And we had about 40 people in attendance, and then it was live streamed, and it was really just a time to kind of work through the legislative wrap up, talk through the accomplishments of this last legislative session. The governor, I think, was very complimentary of the fact that in a short 60-day session, we really passed some significant legislation, including and really, I think, showcased by this it was the biggest tax cut ever in the history of the state of Nebraska, LB 873. So by being able to now phase out a taxation on Social Security tax, giving them a huge tax credit back for property taxes, so real property tax relief, plus income tax relief, all rolled into one huge bill. It's about $1 billion a year, very, very significant. And then, of course, then he walked through and talked about the other projects that came to North Platte and the dollars that came out our direction, including the Perkins County Canal, sustainable beef, and of course the rail park. And so it was a big deal. It was a lot of fun. I really appreciated the governor coming out, and I think it's really indicative of really what's going on in the state right now. It was just a great session, and I think the economy is doing really, really well right now coming out of the pandemic.
Senator Jacobson, anything else you'd like to add this wonderful Monday morning?
Well, I think it's just a matter now of hopefully the good news is I was just looking at the fact that I did come down to Lincoln on Sunday. I actually drove down Saturday night. We always spend Mother's Day with our two children down here in Lincoln. It was Mother's Day and Father's Day are pretty special to Julie and I because we did lose an infant son, and then we're fortunate enough to adopt two children. So we take motherhood and fatherhood pretty seriously.
Sure.
And so it's a special event for us. And so just a shout out to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day, belated. What a great day to celebrate. Also, just want to appreciate the fact that we got some really needed rainfall, get the fires under control, green this grass up so that we can maybe bring a stop to that, and let's get into summer, and let's have a fun summer.
Amen. Now, Senator Jacobson, you talked a little bit a moment ago about something you've been very open about since being sworn in as a state senator, and that's the tragedy that you and your lovely wife endured many years ago, and the adoptions that you've made in response to that as well. Let's talk a little bit about the Roe v. Wade decision and the possibility of a special legislative session here in the great state of Nebraska, as the proposal that was prioritized by the speaker and introduced by Senator Albright unfortunately failed this past legislative session.
Yeah, it did. That was LB 933. I know the governor and I did visit about that at lunch after the session here, after this last Wednesday town hall meeting. And I think the plan moving forward here is to wait and get an official decision from the Supreme Court. In all likelihood, there will be a special session called. In fact, I think the governor's made it pretty clear that once there is a Supreme Court decision, and if the decision does overturn Roe v. Wade and move the decision back to the states, which is what I think most people anticipate will happen, then he will indeed call a special session. And at that point, I think there will be a bill developed for that special session. And I think that there will be a lot of thought going into that bill so that we can learn from what kept us from getting 933 across the finish line. It will likely resemble that with a couple of tweaks, and then I expect that bill will pass, and it'll pass with some margin. So that would be my expectation if indeed things move forward, as we anticipate that they will, but we've still got to wait for the Supreme Court decision, and I think it'll all unfold from there.
Obviously, a very big election day coming up tomorrow. Senator Jacobson, you yourself will be on that ballot, but several of your colleagues in the Nebraska State Senate also going to be on the ballot for some individuals out here in the western end of the state and some out in the east as well. I think of that big race to find out who's going to succeed Congressman Fortenberry between a couple of your senators, Patty Panzing Brooks and the great Mike Flood.
Yeah, it's really kind of interesting. There's just so much going on and trying to understand how all this election stuff works. You know, that the Flood-Brooks race, it's interesting the way the federal laws and the state laws run as it relates to vacancies like that. They're basically going through a special election, and then there'll actually be a couple of elections on that. So we could end up with a U.S. congressman for a few months, and then it'd be up for election again. So it's it's an interesting process how those rules work. And and of course, then what that would do is that, let's say, in the event that Senator Flood would be elected, or if Senator Panzing Brooks would be, actually, I believe Panzing Brooks is term limited out, but Flood would not be. So then there would have to be potentially a replacement or whoever would win that special election in the legislature. So it creates kind of a chain event, of a chain of events that once one of these things happens. And so the governor could be kind of busy as he works through some of that, because he's also needing to put up a replacement for Senator Pauls, who passed away. Senator Pauls missed about 3 weeks of the session. I worked with him for just a little over a week. In fact, he did sign the resolution for the St. Pat's basketball team. And then he had a detached retina. And then we later heard that he maybe had cancer. And then a couple of weeks after the session ended, he passed away. So So he will be replaced as well. And you got to kind of keep the scorecard to understand how those special elections work on those cases.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to see. And there's guaranteed changeups in the Nebraska legislature. How much and to what extent is up to the voters of the great state as well?
It is. I think the body will probably still stay fairly conservative. But there could be some new faces.
Senator Jacobson, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Nope, I always appreciate the time and encourage everybody to get out and vote and it's your civic duty and your civic right. And so we'll just talk to you next Monday.
Absolutely. Thank you for the time, Senator Jacobson. Best of luck to you tomorrow, sir.
Thank you very much.
That again is District 42, Nebraska State Senator Mike Jacobson joining us for our weekly legislative update on KODY's Mugs in the Morning, presented to you by local shelter insurance agents Brent Rogo and Pete Voles. For home, life, auto insurance, and more, call the shelter guys of North Platte, Nebraska. Rick and I will continue the local conversation next and even get a check of our time and temp.